Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y Drek.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Hey, ladies and shitheads, welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan, Dan Patronilla with a P. Yeah, like Portugal. All right, this is episode five. Something really bummed me out this week, like seriously bummed me out. It's Philip Seymour Hoffman. Man, he kind of hit the bucket on us, which blows because I love that guy in every movie he's ever been in, pretty much. So, I mean, our liners today are going to be in tribute to my man. And other than that, shit, let's just get into some tunes. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to talk about some shows coming up. We're going to play some new stuff from some new local bands, some old stuff from local bands, some stuff from people from wherever. Who cares? It's going to be great music. Then we're going to do a contest in here with Tube Socks. I'll explain that later with my interns. Let's see whose mouth's bigger. No. We'll see how it goes. Anyways, we're going to hit this off with a band that I love. And it was cool. I was talking to my intern, Alex, earlier. And he saw the playlist. And we're both super happy about this song. It's an oldie, but... Fucking shake your ass. What else are you doing on Monday? Laying in bed doing homework? Cheers, guys. Let's do this. This is the Sonics. But first, let's hear from the Hoffman.
Oh, man. You made friends with him. See, friendship is the booze they feed you. They want you to get drunk and feeling like you belong.
Well, it was fun.
Because they make you feel cool. And hey, I met you. You are not cool.
I know. Even when I thought I was, I knew I wasn't.
Right, because we are uncool. Now, while women will always be a problem for guys like us, most of the great art in the world is about that very problem. Good-looking people, they got no spine. Their art never lasts. Then they get the girls, but we're smarter.
Yeah, I can really see that now.
Yeah, because great art is about guilt and longing and, love disguises sex and sex disguises love. Hey, let's face it. You got a big head start.
I'm glad you were home.
I'm always home. I'm uncool.
Me too.
You're doing great. The only true currency in this bankrupt world is what you share with someone else when you're uncool. Listen, my advice to you, and I know you think these guys are your friends, if you want to be a true friend to them, be honest and unmerciful.
Shut down. Ty Siegel, listening to A Pint of Cacophony.
One,
oh man, Eagles of Death Metal.
I like the drum out and drum back in.
Ah, there they are again. That was Eagles of Death Metal doing whore hopping. Shit, goddamn. I saw him with Boots Electric, Jesse, play over at, I think, the Slide Bar. That was a lot of fun. I've seen that one live at least. Everybody was dancing. There wasn't a single person that wasn't dancing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Before that, we had Fuzz doing 21st Century Schizoid Man. And that was a liner that Alex grabbed at a show he went to on yesterday.
Yeah, Permanent Records, Tysik All Band.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, Tysik.
Packed. Shit was packed.
It was real packed.
I was bummed. We were like at this barbecue drinking. He was like, I'm going to go check this awesome show out. And I'm like, well, fuck, I'm going to work. And I missed
you,
it.
You missed it.
Yeah,
show,
I missed it all.
It was gnarly.
And then we opened with the Sonics doing Shot Down. That song's just the shit, dude. All right, well, we got some stuff coming up here. Like, my band personally is playing at the Down and Out this Thursday. It's the night one of our residency, and it's going to be every Thursday of February. And this next block is going to have just songs of a couple of the bands that are playing. We're going to open up with Hoop Screams. It's Alex's band, actually.
Yeah.
The song's called Going Insane. It's pretty awesome. And then next after that, it's going to be No Small Children, and they're they're a girl band that's playing that night. It's going to be cool, I think. We just got to know them a little bit, so that's pretty cool. The Down and Out is 5th and Spring, I believe, in downtown Los Angeles. It's a pretty cool spot.
Right under the Alexandria Hotel, the historic Alexandria Hotel.
Exactly. The other thing is Cobra Side. I know I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Cobra Side Distribution on San Fernando Road in Glendale. It's a record distribution center that opens themselves up second Saturday of every month, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's live bands, free food, stuff to drink, and then you can shop right off the shelves, and they've got thousands of LPs. But we're going to be playing that, and Slipping Into Darkness is a band we've played, and then fucking Fever Dog is going to get heavy, so that's going to be pretty cool.
That sounds good.
Right. Let's go into Hoop Screams, man. Let's hear this stuff, and we're going to come back after that, and we're going to do some Tube Sock stuff. We'll get to it.
Let it ride!
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
There! I said there! So many amendments in the Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, cool. Oh, Blue Moon. No, that's not Blue Moon. Come on. Pull your pants down. Alex, now you won't. Whatever. This is Dan. You're listening to A Pint of Cacophony. That was Hoop Screams. It's pretty fucking heavy, dude. I liked it. I liked it a lot. And you did a great job.
Thank you.
And No Small Children. That was pretty cool. I actually dug that a lot. They're playing First on Thursday over at the Down and Out. That should be fun. And that was ended with For the Birds by Anesthetic Frank. So now, out in Belleville, this is pretty recent. I think it was Friday. A man named James Dowdy has admitted his hankering for women's hosiery has been doing his undoing, earning him 3 stints in prison and repeated scolding from judges over the years. So police say it's no surprise the 36-year-old man is knee-deep in trouble again because of his lust for leggings. St. Clair County prosecutors charged Dowdy on Friday with a felony attempted burglary for his uninvited visit in a parked car to break into and steal their socks. This dude's stealing socks everywhere. And he's up. He's freaking in prison 5 years for stealing socks. That's ridiculous. I don't know what this dude does with them. Maybe he sticks them in his mouth or something. We're going to find out what that's like. What's it like to put more than one sock in your mouth? And how long can you keep fucking talking? And that's why we have interns.
Yeah.
So whoever can't put the most amount of socks in their mouth has to chug a beer.
So the loser chugs a beer.
The loser chugs a beer.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Let's get that thing in your mouth.
Can I play that now?
That's fine.
Is that okay?
That's fine. All right. Let's get some music going.
Okay, who's
so
first?
You go first.
Me?
Yeah, let's have you go first. Let's check out your technique, though.
Okay.
What are you going to do? You can go long ways like a clown.
Yeah.
You going to roll them up?
I'm going hamburger style, if that
all right.
makes sense. Okay, so here goes number one.
All right. Wait, hold on. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to make you unroll it again, but okay. I want to. How big is that? Is this?
Oh, it's a
is this standard
sock.
Issue? Standard issue feet. What
Fila,
is that?
Okay. A 10. I'm a 10.
That's a size 10.
Size, yeah, size all right. 10.
Okay.
Fila sock.
So you're gonna roll that up? You fold it in half first and then roll it up. I see what you're doing.
No, I didn't fold it in half at all.
Okay.
That'd be a lot thicker. All right.
Maybe that's what you want.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Get it in there. All right, it's number one. You good? You can still speak?
Yeah.
You got it? You got it all right?
I got it.
All right. You got another sock there? Put the other one in your mouth. That doesn't look. You got way more room in your mouth. That's cool. That's not too bad. You look like Capone right now. That could just be your stogie. Frank Sinatra? Is that what you said?
No.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Okay.
What did you think of the Super Bowl? Did you watch it?
No.
Get the other one in there.
All right. Gagging.
You're gagging?
I'm gagging.
All right, go ahead. Do it. Let's get it. All right, he got that in there pretty quick. He looks like a dog with 3 balls in his mouth. That's it? No more than 2? You got more? You got more room? No, that's 2 is it. There's another sock right there. Cheyenne's got it. You want to try that out? You're good? All right, now we know Alex can get 2. That's not bad. Cheyenne, you're up. All right, now, are you using... You can take that out of your mouth.
Cool, thanks.
You did an excellent job. I applaud you. You run the board very well. You're a strapping young lad.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. All right, Cheyenne. Now, these seem way... Why are these so much bigger than yours?
She brought them in, man.
Those are your feet?
All right, hold on. Let's see.
What is she doing? She's stretching it out. No? You're not stretching it out.
She is rolling it.
She's doing the same thing
way,
you did.
But the long way. Not the long way.
So, what is it going to be, thinner?
I don't know.
All right. That kind of got messed up at the end. Excuse me?
I think that's it.
That's it? You can't get another one in?
Yeah, she said she can't.
All right, well, we got 2 and then 1.
I win?
Yeah, well, so far you win. So you're at the bottom of the list, Cheyenne.
Okay.
I guess now it's my turn.
Oh, okay.
I brought my own socks, and I spent a lot of time in my car. So I was able to dig in my trunk, and I found socks in there, and I don't know where they're from. Maybe one... was from last time I went jogging or something, because these don't smell too hot. But I think I'm going to do what you did and okay. do the roll-up thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and go a long ways. This is going to make me puke.
It almost made me puke, man.
Really? You're going to gag? I might puss out then.
I almost fucking puked my ass off right
now. All right. Here we go.
Okay. There it is. It's in. It is in. Do you still have room?
No.
Dude, I'm good. Oh, it's out.
I seriously almost puked from that.
Yeah. So I win.
Ah,
You can't get the other one?
Try Dude, again. No. There's Try no again. Way. There's no way. My mouth's too small.
I guess I'm gifted.
I guess you are gifted.
You know what, man? I can never put my fist in, man.
I can't. All right. Let's go back to some music. Oh, When God Comes Back.
Yeah.
Following that bit, that's appropriate. This is a band called All Them Witches. Let's get into that.
Come here, primitive, or die like a slave, riding on the wings of that Jesus name. Never lost ground with no cold-blooded man.
You buffoons who doesn't make me laugh. And as for you, I don't know you, but I'm sure you're a jerk. Hey, I've only been here a few minutes. What's going on?
Time. Symphony Society is a randomly gathered network of individuals united in the pursuit of experiences beyond the pale of mainstream. Through subversion, pranks, art, fringe explorations, and meaningless madness,
just get together and have fun.
You may already be a member. The Zone is that weird, uncomfortable place where indeed anything can happen.
Give me the key. Give me the key.
The Cacophony Society members inhabit that zone. Keep telling yourselves this is only a trip. Although impossible to ignore. The story of the most irreverent underground cultural movement that took more than 30 years to give you instant gratification. Take the journey into the soul.
Jesus, that was abrasive. That was a commercial for the documentary on the Cacophony Society, if you guys feel like checking that out. You can find everything up for that crap on YouTube. But anyways, that was All Them Witches When God Comes Back. That shit was kind of heavy, wasn't it?
Hell yeah.
You guys dug that?
Yeah.
And then there's The Freaks right after that with Big Black Chunks. They're pretty fucking sick too. Anyways, Cheyenne's got a beer to chug. I'll get some on. You go first.
Me first?
Yeah, go. Well, go for it. I'll do this. I'll intro this because right now we got Dr. Richard Dingus here again. Dick Dingus. And then we also have his... What are you, his assistant, his pharmacist, his lawyer?
His pharmacist.
He's the lawyer.
He's the lawyer? All right.
Dr. Gonzo.
But anyways, this day and age, we deal with a lot of technology, especially when it comes to dating. And sometimes, you don't call people anymore. You're just stuck on the text. And you got to, you know, learn how to respond to these women sometimes. Otherwise, you're going to get tossed to the curb just like everybody else on OkCupid fucking texting them. So here we go. We have Cheyenne here. How's that beer going?
Good.
Good? All right. If you need to burp, go for it. It's not a big deal. There we go. So she's going to ask generic questions that she would potentially text a male subject. And they're going to take turns answering what they think the proper response is and why and your goals, basically. But masked in these stupid words. So let's shoot.
All right. So you must have a lot of girls, huh?
So in a situation like this, you would want to approach the situation with a great comeback, which answers her question, plus gets her mind reeling. So you would just simply ask, who is this?
Right.
Well, you could always go with, like, more playful sarcasm and go with, can't keep him away. Angelina Jolie is calling me. Be right back.
He sounds so professional.
Yeah. That's such a the lawyer, right?
All right. So next question. So what do you do for fun?
What do you do when you get that text?
With this, you want to answer with a simple, blunt response, which quick escalates into a sexual conversation, because that's what the goal is, right? She'll either bite or not. If she does not, quickly, then her interest level will raise. So you just say simply, sex.
That's not going to work.
It's kind of, I like the way
there's
you
no
said
fucking way
that,
that's
though,
gonna work.
It's smoother than when you read it over text. You have to, like, put a shitload of X's
like,
on it.
X, and then dot.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Lawyer
guy, what would you say?
All right, well, what about this one? Another quick way to escalate and gauge her interest quickly is to text her, obviously, dependent on what time of day she texts you. Have you come over and drink a bottle of wine with me?
Yeah, that sounds sophisticated.
That's immediately
bad.
What
yeah,
I think
yeah,
of saying, yeah. Totally. It's
that would work? You're saying that would work?
No, subliminally that works.
Subliminally. a bottle of wine does sound nice.
No, it just like, you automatically know like, okay, well that's going to lead to what?
Exactly.
That's going to lead to a movie. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah,
you guys
didn't
just, yeah, share wine and then
and
watch a movie.
Depends on what kind of wine, though.
Yeah.
All right, next question. So, when are you taking me to dinner?
With this, you reset the frame, so she must please you and you not please her right after you cook.
Now, would that work? Or are you going to be like, what a fucking dick?
Yep.
That would work?
Personally, no, yeah, personally.
It works.
Because the whole point is she wants you to, like, I don't know.
She wants you to show off.
She wants you to show off your skills. But this is reverse psychology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is like make me a sandwich, but nice.
Yes.
All right.
Or you could always go with a harsher reply, such as... So Salvation Army has a free dinner at 7 p.m. Ooh, every night.
That's
Let me know how that is. You're obviously telling her you're not a meal ticket.
You're setting the bar pretty high with that one.
It can only go up from there. Right on.
All right, so last question. I don't have sex on the first date, just so you know.
Wait, people actually text that?
No, seriously? Yeah. No, I'm dead serious.
I've never gotten anything like
that. I've never gotten that text.
So no.
Hey, by the way, I don't fucking put out on the first date. Just heads up.
No,
we can go to dinner now.
No, I'm totally.
So the chick approaches you with that. You would do the blame shift. You softly let her know that you know what she's thinking, but in a playful way. So you would say, "It's clear what is on your mind, doll."
Yeah.
But you don't, like, you're still avoiding the whole topic.
Exactly. You're just like, I know what you're thinking, hey.
That's smooth.
This is the wine, same thing as the wine answer. I finished the beer that I owed you.
What?
This the beer we were chugging, I finished it.
All right, cool.
I wasn't really chugging it.
I know. All right.
Anyways, let's go back to music, yeah?
Your sex music stop.
The sex music's over, the party's done.
Okay.
We still got songs to play.
There's one more question.
Oh, fucking do it.
Okay. So what do you want from me? Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. This one is one actually I've asked before. So what do you want from me?
Again, you would approach the situation with a funny comment which mocks her seriousness, which would simply be, just your soul, baby, your soul.
What the fuck?
That's the one that intrigued me the most, I think. Response.
Your soul.
It will work, like, right?
Just soul, baby. I like that one.
What about you, Dr. Gonza? What would you say to this?
I think I'd go with the bald move and just be like, well, come over and we'll figure it out.
Hey. That's not too bad.
Some of these other responses are pretty like...
What do you got?
Straight, well, I got on your knees and open wide, and wide open, mouth wide open.
That doesn't work.
No,
that's just a douche
from
move
my
right
perspective,
there.
Does that it would work? Not work.
Yeah,
if,
see?
If you I got that response... Back. It depends.
You'd actually answer.
No, I would answer. No. I'm the type of person. I will answer no matter how vulgar the text is with like a dumbass remark or something. Like, I don't know. I will always answer, but I can't guarantee you the results are going to be what you want.
Right on. Let's do the music. This next band's called No Bunny. No Bunny's pretty badass. This song's called Little Bo Bitch. I hope you guys like it. You're listening to Dan on a Pint of Cacophony at SkidRowStudios.com.
Hijo de la chingada!
Is that a joint, man?
Subway, you can find her in your dreams, but be careful what you wish for, cause that girl is mean. Like a cat, you're bound to fall into her trap. just one kiss.
Look inside my eyes, so satisfied mine.
switch. Oh, man, this is Dan over at Pints of Cacophony. This is our time to say goodbye. That was Cam Ketchka right there, and then before that was Ween and then Nobody. Thanks for sticking around. We'll be back here Monday at 11 p.m. next week. Hope to see you guys at the Down and Out on Thursday and Cobra Side on Saturday. If you can't make it, it's cool. There'll be more, but you'll miss it. It's going to be fun. Anyways, I'll catch you guys next week. We're going to end here with a little bit of Tiny Tim.
Tiptoe from the garden, from the garden. That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.